Now turn to part two. You will hear a talk about a Chinese animal called the giant panda. For questions 7 to 15, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
I'd like to tell you about the giant panda, which is a bear that's native to China and one of the world's best loved and most easily recognised animals. The giant panda is a national emblem of China, and over history the Chinese have given it over 20 different names. Among them are names translating as spotted bear, describing its black and white body, bamboo bear, referring to its diet, and rather strangely, white leopard, possibly because of its tree-climbing abilities. Then there's the current most frequently used term, cat bear, which is also echoed in the scientific Latin name for the species. There's been much debate about how to classify the giant panda, although recent molecular studies seem to confirm that it is actually a bear. However, this species differentiated early in history from all other bears, making it the only member of an otherwise extinct branch of the family. For that reason, it is considered by certain experts to be a living fossil. The animal known as the red panda, which shares its habitat, is in fact only a very distant relative. Although the giant panda is classed as a carnivore, its sustenance comes almost exclusively from the bamboo plant. With its large molar teeth and strong jaw muscles, the giant panda is ideally suited to bamboo eating. And in addition to the five fingers on each paw, it also has an elongated wrist bone, which it uses as if it were a thumb. This helps it pull up and grip tough bamboo shoots. Because bamboo has little nutritional value, the giant panda has to consume up to 14 kilos of it per day. It eats all of the 25 different bamboo species native to its habitat, but will, on occasion, supplement this diet with other kinds of grasses and even meat in the form of various birds and rodents. The giant panda is a solitary creature with relatively poor vision, but an acute sense of smell, and so relies principally on scent to communicate with other individuals. It secretes a strong-smelling substance from its glands, which it rubs onto trees and stones on the edges of its territory. These scent markings convey an enormous amount of information, not only about the animal's gender, state of health, and even their mood, but also how long ago the message was left. Unlike some other animals, the giant panda can't communicate via facial expression or even ear or tail position. But it does produce a surprising range of vocalizations, including a honking sound to indicate distress, a barking sound to convey antagonism to enemies, and a number of chirps and bleating sounds used as friendly contact calls. The giant panda used to live in a vast forest area, but due to extensive farming and deforestation, much of its habitat has been destroyed, leaving only small populations in a handful of mountain areas in the country. Current estimates of numbers remaining in the wild range between only 1 and 2,000 individuals. Isolated populations living in so-called wildlife islands could also face eventual starvation. When the bamboo dies off, animals are unable to migrate to other areas where a different bamboo species is thriving. The key to saving these communities is schemes which plant what are termed green corridors, made up of native tree species and bamboo, which link the wildlife islands and so facilitate migration. Thanks to projects such as these, the number of giant pandas in the wild is said to be rising. However, the International Union for Conservation of Nature doesn't believe there's enough certainty to change the giant panda's conservation status on its red list of threatened animals. It's declined to downgrade its current status of endangered to the less crucial status of vulnerable. Even so, the future is still looking a little brighter for China's favourite black and white bear.
Now you will hear part two again.
I'd like to tell you about the giant panda, which is a bear that's native to China and one of the world's best loved and most easily recognised animals. The giant panda is a national emblem of China, and over history the Chinese have given it over 20 different names. Among them are names translating as spotted bear, describing its black and white body, bamboo bear, referring to its diet, and rather strangely, white leopard, possibly because of its tree-climbing abilities. Then there's the current most frequently used term, cat bear, which is also echoed in the scientific Latin name for the species. There's been much debate about how to classify the giant panda, although recent molecular studies seem to confirm that it is actually a bear. However, the species differentiated early in history from all other bears, making it the only member of an otherwise extinct branch of the family. For that reason, it is considered by certain experts to be a living fossil. The animal known as the red panda, which shares its habitat, is in fact only a very distant relative. Although the giant panda is classed as a carnivore, its sustenance comes almost exclusively from the bamboo plant. With its large molar teeth and strong jaw muscles, the giant panda is ideally suited to bamboo eating. And in addition to the five fingers on each paw, it also has an elongated wrist bone, which it uses as if it were a thumb. This helps it pull up and grip tough bamboo shoots. Because bamboo has little nutritional value, the giant panda has to consume up to 14 kilos of it per day. It eats all of the 25 different bamboo species native to its habitat, but will, on occasion, supplement this diet with other kinds of grasses and even meat in the form of various birds and rodents. The giant panda is a solitary creature with relatively poor vision, but an acute sense of smell, and so relies principally on scent to communicate with other individuals. It secretes a strong-smelling substance from its glands, which it rubs onto trees and stones on the edges of its territory. These scent markings convey an enormous amount of information, not only about the animal's gender, state of health, and even their mood, but also how long ago the message was left. Unlike some other animals, the giant panda can't communicate via facial expression or even ear or tail position. But it does produce a surprising range of vocalizations, including a honking sound to indicate distress, a barking sound to convey antagonism to enemies, and a number of chirps and bleating sounds used as friendly contact calls. The giant panda used to live in a vast forest area, but due to extensive farming and deforestation, much of its habitat has been destroyed, leaving only small populations in a handful of mountain areas in the country. Current estimates of numbers remaining in the wild range between only 1 and 2,000 individuals. Isolated populations living in so-called wildlife islands could also face eventual starvation. When the bamboo dies off, animals are unable to migrate to other areas where a different bamboo species is thriving. The key to saving these communities is schemes which plant what are termed green corridors, made up of native tree species and bamboo, which link the wildlife islands and so facilitate migration. Thanks to projects such as these, the number of giant pandas in the wild is said to be rising. However, the International Union for Conservation of Nature doesn't believe there's enough certainty to change the giant panda's conservation status on its red list of threatened animals. It's declined to downgrade its current status of endangered to the less crucial status of vulnerable. Even so, the future is still looking a little brighter for China's favourite black and white bear.
That is the end of part 2.